Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. House lawmakers who argued the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump say they feel his acquittal doesn't mean the trial was a failure. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
House Manager Stacey Plaskett tells NPR she feels the House created a permanent record of Trump's failure to uphold his oath of office. Though they didn't get the 67 votes needed to convict, 57 senators, including 7 Republicans, voted guilty, establishing that Trump's last act in office was to urge his supporters to overturn a free and fair election. President Biden issued a statement after the vote, saying that the substance of the charge against Trump, inciting an insurrection, is not in dispute. And Biden quoted Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who voted to acquit, but also accused Trump of a, quote, disgraceful dereliction of duty. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Amid promising news of more than 1.5 million COVID-19 vaccinations happening every day and case numbers falling across the country, there is growing concern about the variant first identified in the UK. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has more.
The variant, known as B.1.1.7, has spread to dozens of countries, including the U.S. It's known to be more contagious than the original SARS-CoV-2. Now, an analysis from a U.K. government advisory group finds that it is also, quote, likely that it causes more hospitalizations and deaths. Meanwhile, a recent CDC analysis found that based on modeling of how quickly it's spreading in the U.S., B.1.1.7 will become the predominant variant in March. Health officials describe the vaccination campaign as a race against the virus, especially with this and other variants of concern. So far, vaccinations are on track to exceed President Biden's goal of 100 million shots in his first 100 days. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
New Zealand's largest city, Auckland, has been put under a snap coronavirus lockdown. Rachel Bongiorno has more.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced a strict 3-day lockdown and a border placed around Auckland after a family of 3 all tested positive for COVID-19, the first local infection since late January. While the mother works in the laundry department for a large airline catering company, the source of the infections are unknown. As a country that virtually eliminated the virus last year, Prime Minister Ardern says it's possible the cases are from a contagious strain from the UK.
The most important lessons we've learned from the times that we have stamped out flare-ups successfully before and from cases we've seen overseas where outbreaks have gotten away is the need to go hard and early.
The country will start vaccinating a population of 5 million from February 20. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Bongiorno in Melbourne.
Asia markets are trading higher at this hour, the Asia Dow up about 0.7%. This is NPR. 13 Turkish citizens have been found dead in a cave in northern Iraq, according to officials. NPR's Alice Fordham reports Turkish forces have been striking a Kurdish militant group in that area.
Turkey's defense minister, Hulusi Akar, says the 13 people had been kidnapped, a fact that had not previously been revealed for security reasons. After 3 days of Turkish bombardment targeting the Kurdish group the PKK, which Turkey considers terrorists, ground troops were deployed, landing by helicopter in the mountainous area. In the course of a ground operation, they found the bodies in a complex of caves. Turkey says the military operations against the PKK are over for now and that its forces killed dozens of Kurdish militants. The militants said in a statement that the Turkish air raids killed the prisoners. Militants said they were soldiers, police and intelligence officers. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Iraq.
In Myanmar, political tensions are high as armored personnel carriers are in the country's biggest city, along with rumors of an internet shutdown soon. This after thousands of protesters gathered across the country over the military seizing power, ousting Aung San Suu Kyi from office. She is under house arrest. The U.S., Canada, and 12 European nations are calling on the country's new military leaders to refrain from violence against the demonstrators and condemned the arrest of the political leaders and the activists. Suu Kyi may appear in court tomorrow. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. The Dow futures contract up about 0.1%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.